down in the corridor. And sometimes when I would do my evening holy hour, I would walk the long way down this corridor. And the lights were lightly dimmed, and it made this painting pop out even more. If you didn't look at this painting, it could look like something from a horror movie. But when you stared at it and really gazed upon it, you start understanding the scene that was before you. You saw what looks like heaven up on top and hell on bottom, and then this land in between. And it's on that land that this battle takes place. You see people holding down rosaries, putting their arms down, and it shows people grabbing onto a rosary or two, and people grabbing onto the arms of those who are extending their arms to save those from hell. And that painting taught me a little lesson: the power of prayer, the power to pray for those who have passed, our family, our friends, and even for those who don't have anyone to pray for them. Because when I saw the rosary in the corner of the painting, it all made sense. That we have weapons to fight the evil one. And today, we are celebrating the commemoration of all the faithful departed. Yesterday, we had a wonderful feast of the saints, those who are already in heaven, and we have some of the relics over there in our memorial shrine in front of the mural. If you haven't looked at them, take time to gaze upon them, because these are people who did it right. But we're not here for the saints. We're here to change our attitudes and to allow ourselves to fall in love with our Lord. And that's what the Book of Wisdom is talking about: falling in love with our Lord. Not just making a sacrifice, because they're talking about when sparks through stubble, how gold is purified. It's heated up, and then the impurities come up on top and you scrape them off slowly. But our Lord is saying to us, we become that pure sacrifice. We give up the worldly allurements, if you will, and allow ourselves to fall in love with Jesus, and allow Jesus to become part of our hearts, part of our lives, through prayer, through fasting, and through giving of ourselves to others. But not only that, when we look at today's second reading from Romans, we kind of sometimes can miss the point that St. Paul is speaking of our baptisms, of the wonderfulness of our baptism. I once saw a movie, and the key player's friend was always talking about how he needed to participate and get himself actively alive in the movie. It was only then that he gained the power to conquer what he needed to conquer: his own fears. And we have that opportunity to participate today through our very gift of baptism. I oftentimes ask people when they come in before me, why are they here? Excuse me. They often give me, I want to be part of something greater. I want my child to be in communion. I want my child to be free of sin. I want my child child of God, being sinless. But our baptisms are even greater than that. It's our chance to participate in the active life of our Lord, because he has now made us his sons and daughters. And when we participate in him, that's when we get the strength to follow him, to put him first in all that we do, and allow that love of God to rule our hearts. And there is where we die to ourselves, if you will, to our own sinful nature, because it's kind of hard to follow God and say, I want to do this sinful thing. It would be like the man going before the priest and saying to the priest, I want to marry my wife, but I still want to have a girlfriend or two on the side. Believe it or not, that's a true story. We have to actively give of ourselves each and every day to our Lord. Because when we actively give of ourselves, we start accepting our Lord. We start allowing our Lord to be part of our hearts. We start allowing our Lord's prayer that he said for us, that he would not lose anyone that our Lord gives of him. But that also takes work, where we actively say yes to our Lord. And when we say yes to our Lord and no to our sinful nature, that's when we get the strength to follow him in the sacrament of the Eucharist, where our venial sins are committed. And if we have grave sins or mortal sins on our body, in our souls, that's where the sacrament of confession comes into place, where we recognize the mercy and love of our Lord, and take that same mercy and love out to others, for those who we pray for, especially our family and friends and our loved ones that we have lost over the years, but even for those who have no one for them to pray for. So as we celebrate this commemoration of our faithful departed, let us remember everyone who needs prayers and allow ourselves to these prayers to be transformed and allow our prayers, our fasting, and a recitation